Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Arnie Gonzalez, Medina, Nick Evans, Jonathan Summerton, Michelle Dallas. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
And welcome to episode 74 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
James Ross,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
Ben Meredith.
And we're coming to you, not live, from our brand new, super shiny recording
space.
It's
episode 74, though, Alex. I mean, you've been known to get it wrong. I mean, quite a lot, really. I mean, this numbers thing seems to be hard to you. Did you bring a calculator?
No, we arranged a gunfight!
So
what did him bring? What did you bring?
We're literally 30 Ooh. Seconds into the episode. We've already had two in-jokes to things that most of the audience will have no idea what we're talking about.
That's just forcing them to put them in as bloopers to buy context.
But it's been so long since we all convened again that James's child is in school now.
It's not actually that long. He's just very gifted. It's only been about 20 minutes.
But I do want to take a moment and thank all...
Actually, pullback and reveal, he's the teacher.
What?
But I do want to take a moment and thank all of the incredibly generous Patreon donators who have basically made what is now our recording studio possible.
You're the welcome. Only reason that this exists. Otherwise, we'd be doing it outside, talking into a grapefruit on a stick.
That's what I'm doing right now. What are you talking about?
We just get really expensive grapefruits. That's where the money goes. Really,
it's called Wilson. We look weird.
But
I'm just here on my own talking to a grapefruit. People have told me they'll edit it in later and make it make sense. But grapefruit, I love you. You're my only friend, grapefruit.
I love you too, Lydia.
Spot everyone now playing with their brand new shiny mics.
I'm close now. I'm far away now.
So.
Oh, grapefruit.
This is such a train wreck already.
So complicated loving you.
I'm back again.
Oh, good.
So, where we left off, which for us was a while ago, for listeners, not so much. You are all currently in a haunted house in Prague. You are aware that Kafka...
It's not haunted anymore, we killed the ghost.
Well, here's a question. Do zombies count as haunted?
Because No.
Well, there you go then. You've unhaunted a house.
We're in an infested house.
Yeah. They don't haunt the place. They just shuffle in and out. They don't care about the house.
Fair.
Just going to throw out there that it was mostly, I seem to remember, Bertie who killed the ghost.
It was mostly Bertie who killed the ghost, but he also was the one who was most messed up by the ghost.
And Hamid shot him with...
Yeah.
That's true. Can we make a standing apology for any continuity errors? It's been literally months, so if we get anything wrong...
Yeah.
Tough.
Have I got married? Oh, and then tell us on the forum.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. At length, tell us on the forum why we're wrong.
What forums are for?
So where we left off, you are all in a post-haunted house, having killed a wraith that also had serious effects on Bertie's health. Meanwhile, Grizzop, the newest member of the party, has been in the basement, trying to dig up zombies. They then started digging up. So with you all in the haunted house where Bertie has been seriously messed up, but has also done some serious messing up, so the house is sort of post-haunted now. We also have the treasure chest that you found, which was full of basically money and jewels and stuff. And in the basement, we've had Grizzop digging up some zombies who then proceeded to kind of get up and start going, however, as far as I'm aware, you basically set fire to a big bunch of them in the basement.
Yeah, I dug a hole and then some zombies were at the bottom of it. And then I threw the alchemist fire into the hole. And then hopefully the zombies didn't burn.
Let's assume that that happens. Meanwhile...
Oh, brilliant! I done. Well done, guys.
You know what? Let's do that for the rest of the campaign. Yeah. I assume it happens. Thanks for listening.
Awesome.
But as a weird breaking format, because I forgot to do it, who are you all playing?
Sir Bertrand McGuffigan.
Hamid Salah Haroon Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett. Grizzop Drick Acht Amsterdam.
Wow, it turns out as long as you warm up to it, you guys are all actually pretty good at, like...
I said my name right.
So we are going to pick up exactly where we left off, which is Hamid has an extremely meta hunch that there is stuff going on in the basement and Grizzop needs some help. So we will start with Hamid, Bertie and Sasha up at the top of the house with Bertie feeling terrible.
That's what I feel like when I'm near you as well.
Yes.
Look, we've got the gold and the jewels now. Can we just go downstairs and see if Grizzop's all right?
There might be more gold and jewels.
There might be more monsters.
Yeah, so I'll stay with the gold and jewels.
We can get them after the monsters are dealt with.
We've not known him for very long. I'm not that attached yet.
From very far away you hear,
oh no, loads of monsters.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Four.
True to form, there. Yeah. True to form. What do we have there, Bryn?
17.
I smacked my mic as I was rolling the dice, so that's a good sign. But I did roll 24.
24.
Things never change.
So everyone apart from Bertie, you hear the distinct sounds of Grizzop calling for help in the basement.
I didn't call for help. I said, oh no, loads of monsters.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You heard Grizzop clearly implying that there was lots of help.
You hear the fragility of Grizzop's masculinity.
What do you all do? You are still right, currently at the top
fine.
Of the house.
Fine. So how big a chest of jewels have I got?
You haven't taken the chest. There was a small bag in it.
Oh, right, fine.
You haven't even had a chance to check in it. Hamid's just been going on about all of, like, this help that Grizzop supposedly needs.
As we walk down the stairs, I'm going to
walk
check.
Down the stairs, walk. Okay.
Yeah, as we walk down the bag of stairs, I'm going to
jog.
Check in the bag.
Jog down the stairs.
Hamid can jog, and Sasha's speed is such that she's walking and is able to check in the bag.
Fair,
she
fair.
Wants to keep pace with both Hamid and the exhausted Bertie. So, she's going to dawdle and check the bag of jewels.
So inside, it's not actually a bag of jewels, it's a bag of cash. There was someone wearing sort of jewellery, whose jewellery you did nab, the sort of corpse that was still there, the skeleton.
Nice.
The bag of coinage, you recognise it as defunct coinage. It's like pretty old.
Ooh,
it's not
appraised.
It's not pre-meritocrat.
Oh, 16 plus 8, 24.
Well, I got good news, bad news. The good news is you will get the cost of the gold. The bad news is ain't no one going to convert extinct currency, basically, into modern currency.
Can you just sell
the gold?
The valuable...
Yeah. So, when it comes to the coinage, you will have to chuck, basically, anything that isn't gold and silver, because no one's getting... Like, the copper is only worth its weight in copper. So once you've sort of sorted through, you get the impression that you've probably got about 1,000 golds worth there. But some of that is in silver and some of that is in gold, blah, blah, blah. Let's jump cut to the basement.
Oh no, loads of zombies!
There are loads of zombies!
I know!
They're all on fire!
Great!
You are at the base of the stairs.
Okay.
And there is more zombies than you can count. They are all on fire, but they are not all instantly
That's
dead.
That's lucky, I can only count to three.
There are more than three zombies.
Oh no!
Oh, many zombies.
Does it look like the fire is going down? Like when you set fire to a seam of coal in the soil, the fire goes all the
give
way.
Give me a perception
down.
Check. Give me a perception. Not you. You're not in the room. Grizzop, give me a perception check.
Thanks, Sasha.
That is... what are all my stats? That is a 22.
You can see clearly, no. The exact opposite is happening. The heat is going up. The lower zombies have not caught because there's been so many. The ones who were on the top are flaming zombies going... which presumably is zombie for I'm on fire help. But what is happening is that you can see the old timber of the floor on the ground floor is blackening with soot and so on as the heat. They do seem to be catching one another, but it clearly hasn't like just gotten them all. And they're all lumbering towards you. You are now in combat time.
Okay. So, do I have another Alchemist Fire?
Yes, I believe you do.
Cool. So, am I in melee combat with anything?
You have one turn's worth because zombies are automatically staggered and can either move or attack. They can't rush at you.
Okay, well, given my speed is 20 foot, I'm going to back up the stairs and I'm going to throw another Alchemist Fire down the stairs, at the base of the stairs, to thus creating a barrier for zombies trying to get up the stairs.
Fair enough. Give me an attack roll.
Ranged attack?
Yep.
Cool. That is a 25.
25. So you unstopper the Alchemist Fire, you chuck it down at the base of the stairs. It is a very easy throw. You actually manage to splash and catch a bunch of them. You do catch the base of the stairs, but let's be honest, they were going to start burning anyway.
That was the point.
Yeah. It was an excellent attack. They don't react in any way. They just seem to be getting more hurt on the way. Jumping to the rest of the party, there is the distinct sounds of fire and smoke is starting to pour out from the basement. You have made it down to the ground floor and can see the basement doorway, smoke, plumes of smoke coming out.
Grizzop, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. Oh, why did we rush?
Well, he shouted, oh no, lots of monsters.
No, that was a declamatory statement, not a request. I was merely commenting on the fact there were lots of zombies.
Maybe the monsters are us.
What? No, they're definitely
down
there.
Real monsters, really? Well,
there is an ominous creaking coming from the basement stairs. Grizzop, give me a reflex save.
I moved up the stairs.
Give me a reflex save.
How long are these stairs?
Long enough to request a reflex save.
Are they more than 20 feet?
Every sentence is costing minus one.
I take umbrage with your jamming style, and if I die, I die fingers up.
If I die, I think only this of me.
Critical fail.
Critical fail. Okay.
As you're saying, yeah. I'm absolutely fine.
I'm absolutely fine.
So you know what we'll do? You are
no, burning staircase.
You are stood in the doorway, technically on the top step of the stairs.
Am I, if you just...
looking
on the technicality,
looking at the rest of the party, you know, having this conversation, there's a...
if any players think, I'm a player, I don't think this is fair, absolutely, I'm very angry.
I'm not, it's fine.
But if any audience members think this is, tell Alex so at the forums.
And on Twitter.
Facebook. As well.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. So nonetheless, the last thing you see of Grizzop is a shocked face as he drops vertically out of sight into a burning inferno.
Whoop!
So, thankfully, given the distance, it is only 5 damage in terms of fall damage.
5 damage.
What is the distance to the bottom of the basement?
It is a mere 15 foot, but I have rounded it down because I'm kind like that.
Bertie takes a deep, weary sigh.
Oh, bear with me.
Oh.
And 2 fire damage. And... you don't catch fire. Good for you.
Wouldn't that be a dex save?
You are surrounded on all sides by fire. The dex ain't going to get you out of that. You were saying Bertie's
sigh is so long and weary. It's lasted all through that rumbling. He steps slowly over, trudging. He's just exhausted. Pulls the rope out of his adventuring kit and lowers it down the 3 metre. 3 metre? No, 5 metre.
Oh, conversion.
15 feet-ish.
Sure.
There. He lowers it down the distance and gets ready to pull up Grizzop.
That's fine. I'm playing loose and fast with combat time here. Hamid, are you doing anything or are you just ready?
Yeah.
Great. Sasha?
Sasha helps with the rope.
Great. Grizzop?
Yeah.
You see all the zombies, because they are staggered, make it to you as you're, like, amongst all of the rubble.
I'll load my crossbow and start aiming at the zombies.
Fair. You are amongst the rubble and so on. They make it to you and do not begin to attack because they can't, because they're zombies and they're that slow. A rope dangles directly over your head at your face and you can just reach up and grab it without any effort whatsoever.
Oh! Good choice.
I do so.
Shocker, give me, and I normally wouldn't request this, but because you're feeling so naff and so not used to it, give me a strength check, Sasha, you can aid. So just roll your
d20.
Oh
dear.
Sasha aids successfully.
Okay. Yeah.
4 plus strength modifier of 3 is 7.
7, so you successfully aided. You start hauling. Bertie, this is far more work than you remember it being.
Bertie is very slightly sick. and it's not a great deal. It doesn't project anyway, but it's just a little bit just sat in his chin now. He feels very queasy.
Just enough to cause you to lose hold of the rope.
Yeah.
And Sasha, you are briefly tugged along, but I'm not going to get you to do a reflex. You are quick enough to let go so you don't get the burn from Grizzop. But, Grizzop.
Oh, that's fine. I'm all right down here then.
In which case, then, back round. Bertie, you're up.
It takes another attempt to pull up the rope. Assuming that Grizzop is...
I'm still on it. Yeah.
Still on it.
Basically, I'm assuming that everyone is kind of in a holding pattern until this pull-up happens.
So I take 20, it'll be fine.
So give me another strength check.
I'll aid again.
Oh, that's much better. 18 plus 3 is 21.
16 minus 1 is 15.
Successful aid still.
You very much succeed.
I shoot a zombie with my crossbow.
Because you want to.
Oh dear. Do you
roll the one?
I rolled a one. So, Bertie, you know, gets his act together. He's like, right, okay, I've got this. Like, come on.
Calm down, MacGuffingham. Heave!
You haul.
Heave!
Grizzop is yanked vertically upwards. There is a brief moment where it looks like you're going to get him out. Hamid helping Arrow. It was a 1 in 100 shot. Right!
It was a 1 in 20.
1 in 20, I reckon.
Yeah, about that.
Can I ask for a reflex save to try and grab the bit of the rope?
Yes, you can. The rope is currently falling down into the zombies as Hamid has successfully done a proper, like, Robin Hood Prince of Thieves.
Keep the rope straight!
Woo, let's make this look cool, then!
That is a 23.
Yeah. So, you managed to grab hold.
Being a 5th level paladin's great.
He's even better having stuff instead of just being
I've got
a dwarf with a shirt.
I'll get my charisma bonus to my reflex, which doesn't make any sense, but God said so.
You charm the rope.
Basically, you get charisma bonus to all my things.
So, you successfully managed to haul yourself up on a now with the rest of the party, overlooking a...
Oh, that was exciting!
Overlooking a doorway that is now belching smoke and
off.
Lots of... And it is getting really hot.
Should we get out of this house?
Yeah, the house will burn down on top of them. It'll be fine.
Will that be sufficiently comprehensive? I suppose so.
We just have to wait and see.
Right. I'll throw a bomb in after him.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good plan.
You all get out and I'll throw it through the door from the other door.
Right.
I'm not even going to do any rolls for this. Rule of cool is supreme. You all head out, Sasha.
Can we save to look at the explosion or not?
You know what? Yes, that is fair. I need a will save from everyone. To be a cool person.
What am I rolling?
D20 plus your will save.
17.
I got a 16.
I got 17 plus 3.
The DC is 15.
I rolled another natural one.
So
I go, oh my god, you guys, it's working!
So let's play this out. So, Grizzop, Hamid, Bertie, you're all heading down, you know, running out into the grounds. Sasha turns, throws the bomb, runs and catches up with the rest of you.
Stroll, stride out.
You all manage to slow down when you're out of the thing, and there's the distinct.
Guys, look at that! It's really cool.
Starts falling inwards, down
Bertie
on itself.
Just
flames.
Wipes the vomit from his chin and flips it aside.
I do a vault over a tree stump as I go.
Flame.
You guys! Oh my god!
Hamid, facing the wrong way and walking backwards, trips up and lands on his back, just by virtue of not concentrating because there's so much explosion
going
on.
Look at that! Piece fly really high.
Does he have smoke? On his face.
Oh, the rest of you are fine because it's all been getting you on the back. He's dirt streaked, soot blackened at the front.
It's like a cartoon.
Lying on the back, looking up, his hair's all over the place. And the rest of you are fine as the house just, it looks like it's imploding. There's the explosion, but you hit a key timber or something and it just collapses into a flaming pit. You see not a hide nor hair of any kind of zombie, no burning, no groaning.
Well, there goes the neighbourhood.
We really brought the house down.
Hey!
Yes.
High five, Bertie.
That, it, It went down a bomb.
Hey! Yeah!
High five, Sasha.
I did it.
Not an edit. Both in and out of character.
Although that will now need to be.
Wait, sorry. There we go.
Where are we? What's happening?
God, we are the worst. Hamid slowly brings himself to his feet and casts Prestidigitation.
Well, it succeeds, shocker. I'm going to go ahead and say that you have all managed to find yourself now at the main gate with a flaming
I have to scamper
you.
To catch up with the rest of them.
Oh, you do that kind of awkward, like,
yeah.
Crawl run thing.
What?
No?
No, when you're, like, trying to...
Oh, forget about it.
Bertie tells the crystal crystal, I'm feeling rather under the weather at the moment. I don't suppose that Artemis might be implicated to intercede.
He got hit by a wraith. He'll need proper medical attention.
It's one of those things. Sometimes you'll stand on a wraith and it'll just stand up and smack you right in the face.
Oh, hang on.
Give me a knowledge religion. You weren't there when they saw the wraith.
Sure, knowledge religion. That is a 23. Oh, 22, sorry.
You ready to know about wraiths, Ben?
I already do.
So, wraiths, they are effectively spirits from people who died not well and normally have unfinished and nefarious business often. Just their touch is enough to literally drain the life force out of you. However, it is not a permanent thing, but you will only gain meta one con back per day of, like, you've had a rest of sleep and it hasn't been interrupted and things like that.
Is Bertie fatigued?
Bertie is currently now fatigued, I believe, as well as the con damage, yes.
Oh, all right. That's been explained to me.
I can't...
It's automatic. Okay.
I can't immediately help you. You'll get better over a couple of days, but you're going to be a bit under the weather. But give me a sec.
Rub my hands together, lay on hands. And I've got Mercy, so you heal... Have you lost hit points?
Yes.
Did lose hit points as well.
He lost hit points as well as losing max hit points.
So, I need to borrow a d6. You get 8 hit points back and you lose your fatigue. So I have Mercy.
Okay, cool.
So, from your perspective, because it's not on the sheet, you gain 8 hit points. The fatigue thing is mostly... You were taking penalties on dice rolls.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of being knackered. Those have been removed, but bearing in mind that you are still taking a penalty just by virtue of being literally...
Having a much lower constitution.
Yeah, but that is already all sort of like, we'll calculate that in, so you don't need to worry about that. And on that, I think we'll take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Mike from the Rusty Quill here, letting you know about a special live stream we're running this December on behalf of Mind, the mental health charity. That's right, we're back. After your amazing generosity helped us raise over £1,000 last year, we're going for bigger and better. So join me and the Rusty Quill crew on the 9th of December for a jam-packed 12-hour marathon of geeking, gaming, and plenty of live-action nonsense starting at 11 a.m. GMT. So tune in at www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill on the 9th of December at 11 a.m. and join us for Holiday Antics. We'll see you there.
Hello and welcome back. So, you successfully imploded a house belonging to someone that you have no idea who. In the once upper...
Absent property owners. Down with them. Absent landlords. Burger.
So, with that in mind, what do you do now?
I thought I'd say that if it's an absentee landlord, the only person who's living in that house is a ghost, so it's a rent-a-ghost situation. Carry on.
So, what are you...
Well, Sasha says, as always, the real horror is always the ruling classes.
Well, benefit for Sasha, which she knows from her knowledge...
Does not notice that.
The benefit for Sasha from her knowledge local is that these are defunct ruling class houses that have since fallen into disrepair. You're in a sort of formerly rich, but they did kind of just get subsumed.
That's why Bertie found it so scary on the way in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was all freaked out. It was a fallen line.
See?
So what are you doing?
So that's one ley line down. Got to make sure the zombies don't climb out of here, but if they're dealt with, we should move on.
Get the map out again then, and let's look at the next one.
Right. I believe I can get you out of this small garden. What do you do next?
Quite a lot. Well, first I walk across the grass. Then I walk across the flower bed, through some bushes.
Oh,
then I
the
walk
gate.
Across
open
the gravel path. And open the gate slowly.
But then he closes it again, oils it, and opens it again.
Stop picking a fight with the editors. They literally control what you say.
I'm Bryn, and I like...
So...
Oh, the number Sasha of things I could have ended that with that would have made this unbroadcastable. You cannot even...
That's why I stopped.
Eight things. All right, let's carry on.
Sasha is actually looking at this map, trying to work out where the next place that might have zombies
okay,
is.
Okay, so the map that you all originally had was obviously modified with...
We drew on all the ley
lines.
Yeah,
you overlaid the ley lines and so on.
And we've been marking known plague pits, and so we know which ones are on ley lines, and we know where the ley line convergent is.
Yes. So there were sort of six spokes on this wheel, with the opera house in the middle. You noticed
We've
originally
crossed off two plague pits.
That one was effectively the teleportation circle for the university was where you first ran into a plague pit.
Done.
There was this house.
Tick.
And there is another one that is down near the docks. Also, everyone who can give me a knowledge arcana. I believe that is only Hamid now.
I rolled a 2. That means I have 14.
14. You're probably going to need to hit up all of them, yeah? You have no further insights at this time.
Right, well, down to the docks then.
All right, sounds good.
The remaining ones, in case anyone was interesting,
Everyone's interesting. You're all interesting to us. Tell us about your day.
That sounds really tough for you. I'm really, but you got through it. That's really amazing.
Tell me more about it. I'm just going to listen and sympathise. I'm not going to try to solve the problem. Just carry on.
Welcome to our new podcast, Careful Listener.
The three remaining spokes are, one looks to have, like, converges with a plague pit at what used to be the walled entrance to Prague. This is years and years and years ago. Those walls have since gone. They're kind of defunct because society's moved along since then. There is another one which is in the middle of large gardens, effectively. They are now kept for public use. Once upon a time, it was one massive estate from a landowner that has since, again, also fallen away. And then...
Sorry, so those gardens are now... Are they like ornamental public gardens?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And
large gardens, like giant plants.
One huge garden, yes! A shrubbery so large it looks like a normal forest.
Everyone thinks it's fine, but there's one botanist going, "This is all wrong!"
The final spoke is in the depths of the industrial district. However, there's a lot of ambiguity as to where the plague pit would be. Like, the ground has been... built, demolish, change so much that you just know...
Well, it sounds to me like what you've probably already got Foley queued up for is the docks, so let's go there.
My thoughts, though, right, my thoughts, is that dock ends are tough, right? They're hard down there. So they, if a bunch of zombies come out, they'll punch them down. We should go where there's soft people and zombies going to come. Like those botanical gardens, there might be, like, families there with their kids. They don't know what to do when a zombie comes up.
You have now
like quite good logic
about...
to me. Throw the second sons to the zombies.
You now have about 5 hours before, if you're going to go to the opera, you will need to start prepping and making your way.
Right, well, quick times it is.
Okay, let's rush over to the garden.
Public park, sounds good.
Is that, which one's the nearest?
Nearest is the docks. Botanical gardens are the far side of the city. Industry is about the same distance. The wall is kind of halfway between those two. You can make it to the gardens, but you are going to have to run it or get transport there and hope there's no traffic, deal with the problem, and then immediately make it back if you're going to get to the opera in time.
Is there a way that the party can do all of these and get to the
absolutely
opera?
Not. No way.
How many, in an absolute best case scenario, can the party do while still getting to the opera?
Assuming that you turned up at the docks and everything was fine and you immediately ran on to the next spoke, which would be the wall? Possibly, but you would be, oh, cool, everything's fine. Next one, everything's fine. Right, let's move on.
Oh,
time is of the essence.
You're a magical type, right? So what do you reckon? If we disrupt one end of each of the spokes or remove a spoke entirely by going to both ends, what do you think would do more to the ritual?
I haven't really studied magical rituals that...
Give it a go. Time's of the essence, let's go.
Probably removing spokes.
Give me a knowledge arcana. I'm going to give you another one because he's fed you something.
Well, this time I rolled 16, so 28.
So,
Hamid, answer the question. No pressure.
Quick, Hamid.
Don't
what
fluff
are you
it,
doing?
Hamid.
Come on, Hamid.
Time is of the essence, Hamid.
Hamid's eyes sort of unfocus for a second. And
does he go to a Sherlock Holmes mind palace?
No. They flash briefly a different colour.
Oh.
Sure. So during this period, you needed
context and hot topic.
you basically needed this kick up the proverbial brain bomb in order to make the leap. Yeah. Because of the way the spokes are organised, all you have to do is unbalance it. If you had broken two spokes at opposing ends, it would probably still hold together. If you can break three from one side, the whole lot will probably topple. It's more about unbalancing rather than wiping the whole lot out.
He really wants us to go to the docks.
So what do you reckon?
I think we should take out the... Yes, no, we definitely need to unbalance it by taking out the sides of one spoke and leave the other side of the spoke stronger. No, that's much better. So that means we have to go to the docks.
All right.
Correct. Yes. To the docks then.
All right, let's go.
Yay. All right. Oh, I wonder if there's a franchise of the Soggy Admiral and the Soggy Captain and the Soggy First Mate. Maybe the Soggy Second Mate and the Soggy...
Everyone who can, give me a knowledge local.
Do we remember that Prague is, like, in the middle of the Czech Republic and therefore, like, landlocked?
But there is a river.
Okay, fair enough.
I got a natural 20.
Of course
I
you did.
I don't think you have knowledge local.
Oh, you're right, I don't.
Anyone else?
I've got ignorance local, more or less everywhere.
So you got an 18 on ignorance local. You continue speaking French despite the fact it's not the language.
Please stop. He speaks Czech without really acknowledging that he's speaking Czech. He has no idea.
I like to think that you're finally gaining acceptance of the fact that you have this language and are actively choosing the wrong one because you can. Meanwhile, Sasha, yeah, shocker. Your natural 20 on the knowledge local. Sasha knows where she's going. You originally are all going to, you know, pile into a cab and get them to get there. It very quickly becomes apparent that there is a better route than this, than whatever the cabbie's doing. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, you know, some people, tourists, am I right? And you can basically lead everyone, circumnavigate all delays and get there much quicker.
The problem with a magical city is that the cab riders are too dependent on GPS. It's just their instincts.
Everyone give me a perception check.
3.
27.
I only rolled a 9, so I only get 19.
19.
Okay. Bertie, you notice nothing. All of these foreigners are in the way. Again, as always.
God, foreigners in the way of knowledge. I'll just think about this song I've just written. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves.
Grizzop and Sasha, you hear the distinct sounds at the docks of a large disturbance going on.
That sounds like zombies.
Yeah, it has a distinct zombie vibe to it. Hamid, you get an extra element of it, which is that it sounds very much like it's going south, but it's more like a fluke gust of wind has given you a bit of a better insight to it. But clearly, the wrong side is winning, as far as you can tell.
Weapons out, you lot!
What?
Get ready, Bertie. We've got to kill more zombies.
Oh, somebody's been getting on my nerves. Bertie withdraws the sword instantly.
Hello.
Ah, you, yes. I remember you from minutes ago. Good.
Slicing and dicing.
Yes, yes. On, shall we? Mm.
Everyone give me an initiative check.
One.
Ooh. Oh, hang on. It's modified, isn't it?
Yep.
So, three.
Big numbers from Bertie there.
I've changed character, but my initiative rolls have not.
Who's up?
11.
I got 14.
And Rin?
Natural 20, so 23.
Ooh.
Natural 20 has no effect on initiative.
I mean, it means you get 20.
Yeah.
I have played systems before where if you get a natural 20, you get a free action before, but it breaks it really quickly because all you need is a monster that can, like, devour you whole. So that's the first thing that they do. So you arrive at the docks.
Oh, wait. So, sorry, just before we kick off the fight, I've just had a realization because I'm a paladin and I can do things. Can easily, like, use lay on hand uses to help everyone get back to the
paladins.
Yeah, I know.
Helping.
Oh! Can we do it as, like, everybody puts their hand in the middle of the circle and it's a go team? Is that
yes? I'll allow it.
I mean, mechanically, no, but who cares?
I tell you what, you could take one lay of hands and go team it and split it between everyone for, like, one heal.
That's a lot of mats.
Or you could burn.
No, I'll just use multiple things.
Yeah, that's fine. Not. Nonetheless, yes, go team.
Oh, everyone keen! 3, 2, 1, go team!
Woo! Sasha's all
team.
I'm not hurt.
Go Sasha then, well done.
Yeah. Hammond also isn't hurt, but he participates nonetheless.
Okay, well, I'll spend something
on
it.
I don't like touching
Hammond?
People when I don't need to.
No, I'll save first.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, so
can I still touch people but not drain our resources?
It's just Bertie that was hurt. So.
I've also got some fire.
And by hurt, you mean really, really messed up.
So Bertie gets 4 hit points back, which is something, and I get.
So your current max is 35.
11 hit points.
Yeah,
so I was at that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all arrive at the docks.
Oh, I've just realised, because I'm a paladin and I can do things, I'm going to lay on hands myself.
You're so down on clerics. Clerics can do things too.
Yeah, they can spend all their time trying to prepare their spell.
All right, hurry up and touch yourself.
And not go shopping.
I touch myself and it feels great.
How great? Oh, it feels 11 great.
Almost maximally great.
Okay. So at the docks, there is absolute chaos. You see all of the zombies appear to be clawing their way out of the river, up onto pontoons and so on, and then working their way inland. There are a pair of guards, one at the two pontoons that are nearest to you, who are trying to hold some form of a line, but given that one of them is facing off against 4 zombies, another is facing off against 3, and they ain't paid to deal with this kind of thing, you suspect they're going to be overwhelmed amazingly quickly. Thankfully, there don't appear to be any civilians. It appears to have already been sort of cleared of people. These are the only 2 people there other than yourselves and loads of zombies.
It's only just a line if there's only 2 guards, isn't it? The holding. It's just between 2 points.
That's a line?
Yeah, yeah. So if one of them goes down, they become
so you, one could say, yeah, but currently the guards are holding the line.
If they both go down, it becomes pointless.
So, with that in mind, up first, Hamid.
Hamid will...
Ooh, to clarify for listeners, the rest of the party are currently at a warehouses and other things like that, which are slightly away from the docks proper, but they are one move
Also not
away.
Standardised in size, because we're not yet in the era of standardised shipping containers.
Mm. Correct.
Hamid notices to himself.
As he takes his turn and goes first.
As he takes his turn. So I will take a move action. I move up to behind one of the warehouses, so I'm peeking around the corner and still partially in cover, and I will cast Magic Missile at a zombie. Two missiles shoot out from Hamid's hand and hit the first zombie nearest the guard that is near him to try and help him, and I do 6 damage.
Whoa, ha! Right, good start. All of the zombies take turn at the same time because I ain't rolling separate initiatives for all of them. All of the zombies immediately swarm down the docks towards those 2 guards who are holding the line. One of them is already sort of facing off and manages to take an attack. And they hit. They deal 9 damage to the guard who's there. The guard looks like they are already on their last legs. As in, they weren't a particularly robust individual, but it jumps on them and immediately just sinks its teeth right into their neck. These zombies are moving faster than the ones that you have faced off previously. All of the remaining zombies use their staggered move, because they can only either move or attack, to all move right up to the beginning of the docks. Sasha.
Are these pontoons or piers?
They are very stable pontoons.
I have the best vantage point on the situation. I rolled amazingly on my perception earlier, so I'm going to just call out to the rest of the party.
There's three zombies coming down this pontoon, and there's four on the other. Someone get over to the left and help on that pontoon.
Sasha, you're up.
We only get 6 seconds. That was more than that.
He talks really quick. In fact, it's probably difficult for you to make out anything he said.
Sasha has very little that is useful because she's used up her bombs and the daggers did nothing. But
that was to the wraith, not the zombies.
No. The daggers did nothing.
The daggers, she gets no crits on zombies.
Oh, yeah.
She gets no sneak attacks either.
You're right.
So Sasha runs around the back of a small building mm-hmm. that was between her and the person and is now with the dock hand who seems to nearly be dead.
Yes.
And she is too far away to stab properly, but she will throw a dagger mm-hmm. at...
Give me the attack roll.
Only 6 plus 8, so
14.
That's the word, yes.
The one that comes after 13, but before 15. It is a hit. Turns out zombies very easy to hit.
Grand. So all it does is 1d4 minus one. So
give us the roll.
Ooh, 4 minus 1, so 3.
3. Okay. With that in mind, then Grizzop, you are up.
Since I'm a long way away and getting in close is, being able to see is good, I'm going to move.
10, 20, 30. And I'm not going to move in closer.
Okay, cool.
Can you do the running action?
I just used 2 move actions instead of my standard action.
Okay, and then the guards, each basically the one who is almost messed up, sees you and very quickly just goes, I can't take any more. And then, looking very apologetic, takes a 5-foot step to get away from the zombies and then tries to flee behind the remaining guard at the other pontoon. And the whole way they're just going, I'm sorry, and they kind of stagger, leaving a bloody trail as they stagger away.
Is that as far away as he gets?
Mm-hmm. The other guard holds his ground but fails to hit a zombie. So, with the pontoons now, at least one of them overrun, the other one being held by a single guard, I'm going to end the episode there, and we will come back again next week.
Sasha's like, please, actually, you know what? I would do that. She's not. She's like, I can handle it. There's only 4 of them, 1 of me, and I'm ill-equipped for this. Really, it's nothing. It's fine.
For once, it's maybe fair for them.
Yeah, right. Like, this is a challenge. That's good.
Bertie
right.
Does a preparatory tiny little bit of sick on his chin. He's still not feeling very well.
So, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I got you out of that house, and I thought we'd just be wandering around that garden the whole time. So I'm counting this as a win.
But... yeah, seems like a win from this pontoon. Yeah. It's fine. A win very soon, I'm sure, even though the zombies don't respond to daggers.
We're playing pontoon, so what you really need to do is, like, hit me!
Hit me, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to end on that. Bye, guys.
Bye.
She's only got 13 daggers left.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening. I did have to explain to my parents that they should be proud of me because I now spend all of my time in a padded room. That was an awkward one.
Yeah. Woo. Hi, everyone, I'm James.
Hi, James.
Eight things you'd bring a calculator to.
Oh. A gunfight.
One.
pedants tennis.
Two.
A GCSE maths exam. It's valid.
Three.
Any situation where you want to intimidate a computer by paying the effectively paying pin finger at it. calculator two. A calculator off.
Five.
An extremely unorthodox duel.
Six.
A mathematician's tournament.
Seven.
And to a situation where you know that the response is going to be schmalculator. That's eight. There we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.